This summer on Minnesota Reads, we're bringing you books about the Northland from the Northland and by Northland authors. The Northeastern Minnesota Book Awards, NEMBA, were established in 1988 to recognize books that, quote, substantially represent Northeastern Minnesota in the areas of history, culture, heritage, or lifestyle. Our guest this morning is a former North Shore resident and a current Minnesota resident, Dennis Hirschbach. He was the 2010 NEMBA winner in the category of memoir and creative nonfiction, and he won this year's honorable mention in fiction at the NEMBA Awards in May, and also in May, the latest installment in his Two Harbors mystery series came out. So Dennis has been a busy guy. Hi, Dennis. Nice to have you with us today.
Oh, it's so great to be here.
So the Two Harbors mystery series, you lived in Two Harbors for quite a while, is that right?
Right, 45 years.
Wow. And so then you said, no, I need to flee to the plains of central Minnesota.
Actually, I married a lady from down here in St. Cloud area, and I couldn't ask her to go to the wilderness with me, so I moved down here.
You're a fine man, Dennis. You're a gentleman and a scholar. Now, this is the book that we're talking about this morning is A River Runs Through Two Harbors, and the newest book that just came out last month is called Praying in Two Harbors. That's P-R-E-Y-I-N-G. So we're actually talking about your second to the last book. That one is the third in the Two Harbors mystery series. What were the other two about, and did the other two deal with as serious a topic as this one does?
I tend to gravitate towards serious topics, I guess. All the books in my mystery series are based upon real societal issues. And so the first book, titled Convergence at Two Harbors, the premise is that we are shaped to at least some extent by our past experiences. And so I took a Palestinian immigrant and put him back in Palestine just to find his roots, where he gets in trouble and is directed towards terrorism. But the other character in the book is Deidre Johnson, who is a fictional sheriff of Lake County. And her character is based upon the experience of domestic violence that pushes her towards law enforcement, and their lives converge on the ore docks in Two Harbors. The second book in the series deals with methamphetamine being manufactured in the Superior National Forest, and that actually, before the book came off the press, four men were arrested north of Two Harbors for doing exactly that. So the character of Deidre Johnson carries through all of the mysteries. She's the protagonist in all of them.
This book, A River Through Two Harbors, refers not to an actual river, but to women and girls, particularly Native women and girls, being sex trafficked through Two Harbors down to Duluth. Until fairly recently, folks in this part of the Northland didn't really believe sex trafficking was happening here. Did that mindset weigh in at all when you were contemplating this as a topic for the book?
Well, honestly, I was quite shocked because I started out writing this book as being totally fiction. I had a different group of people being exploited. And I was only a few pages into the book when I read an article written by a researcher actually from UMD named Christine Stark. And it was about the Native American problem. And so I switched my characters to that ethnic group, the Native Americans. And in my research, I found that there is literally a stream of Native women from Thunder Bay being somehow brought down to the harbor in Duluth and trafficked on the boats. And the more research I did, the more real the topic became. And so the book is fiction, but to a great extent is based on fact.
How do you think the Dennis who started that book now is different from the Dennis who completed it? Because it sounds like you learned a lot, like reality kind of intruded really abruptly.
Absolutely. In fact, just as an example, I had these girls being held in a shack north of two harbors up in the wilderness, and I thought, well, that's kind of pushing it a little too far. And then a year ago last deer season, the Lake County Sexual Assault Task Force had and PAVSA in Duluth, I believe, was involved, put up a big billboard outside of Two Harbors, and it read, sex trafficking during deer season, you betcha. And it was a plea for deer hunters to be on the lookout for shacks up in the woods where girls might be being held against their will. You know, the reality really hit me. And then another thing has happened. I've had many opportunities to speak around the state on this topic. And each place I go, I find people who have their own personal stories. And for the most part, they're almost more unbelievable than what happens in the book.
Dennis, thank you so much for joining us this morning. I wish we had more time to talk about this book. It's a fascinating read. It's called A River Through Two Harbors. It's the third in a series of four mysteries set in Two Harbors. The latest book is called Praying in Two Harbors, P-R-E-Y-I-N-G in Two Harbors. And author Dennis Hirschbach, our guest this morning here on Minnesota Reads. Minnesota Reads is produced at KUMD with funding provided in part by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. All this summer, we are bringing you books about the Northland, from the Northland, and by Northland authors, authors who were nominated for NEMBA Awards, the Northeastern Minnesota Book Awards.